Philadelphia has produced its share of opera singers, but what about operas themselves? Conservatives might say that we have quite enough of them already, but currently 6 operas are in the making, one each by Jennifer Higdon, Missy Mazzoli, and Melissa Dunphy, and 2 from Andrea Clearfield. But the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns tracked down the one who crossed the finish line first, Havertown-based Michael Hirsch, only to ask, is this really opera?
Opera is famous for its death scenes, and Michael Hirsch's just completed 2-act work, On the Threshold of Winter, is an unflinching, fearless portrayal of the pain and terror amid the onset of death. Had the composer not kept the project secret until fairly recently, somebody might have tried to talk him out of it.
I didn't tell anybody that I was doing this. I wanted to write the piece that I felt needed to be right, and I didn't want there to be any practical considerations to keep me from doing what I wanted to do.
Opera can be riddled with compromise, and with his expressionistic musical language, Hirsch had resisted it for years. But he knew he had to write this one when a neighbor of his, Adam Sorkin, gave him a volume of poems he'd translated, a book titled The Bridge, that the Romanian writer Marin Sorescu scribbled and dictated until the day before his death from liver cancer in 1996. As a cancer survivor himself, and having lost his best friend to the disease in 2009, Hirsch wasn't about to wait for the proper operatic alignment to write the piece.
Page after page, line after line, it was really extraordinary, and I knew immediately that I was going to do something with it, something for the stage. Life is complicated, and I don't think that there's time to dally.
Though the protagonist is male, the type of voice he chose is female. That's simply how the composer heard it. Though several characters are implied, the opera has only one singer. So forget about the Met. It'll be premiered next summer in New York with a new music ensemble named Nunc. But Hirsch's opera may not be as unorthodox as it seems.
I don't think that there's anything esoteric or abstract about this. And I've never engaged with anything that it's so on the surface all the way down is the sort of set of experiences, a tale, a story, a plot that moves from beginning to end in such a concentrated way. And so because it has very much a beginning, middle, and end, I do think that it is traditionally plotted.
Hirsch promises to bring a diary-like intimacy to what is usually a broad strokes art form. And the greater it is, the more confrontational it may seem for listeners. In a way, Michael Hirsch is like a canary in a coal mine, propelling himself into dark places and coming back to tell us what it's really like.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.